Sure.
Your oversight would be profoundly, but not in any rational way, or you might have been one of my head starts.
Well.
This is a bad thing to say at all, maybe this is what you're after. You want to be so far out that we're completely attached to what?
No, I'm not trying to be far out, and I'm not trying to be hysterical. It's in a way, it's a quite a purely intellectual thing on the Opus 5. Even though it may have sounded comical to a few of you, I see we got a nice little laugh at the end of the piece. But the fact is that there is quite a bit of thought going into putting that piece together. And it took me a long time to figure out how to make it as loose as it sounded. And that was the intention all along, to make it sound that way. Not to make it sound hysterical, because that's only your interpretation of it. Maybe somebody else is going to agree, but... Yeah, I'm not accusing you of being facetious. You may have felt that induced a certain amount of hysteria in you. But to me, when I hear that, the only thing that I can say is that's the way I've always wanted music to sound. Yes?
I'm not being facetious.
Nobody is, that's okay. Nobody's decision.
I'd like to know what your definition of music is.
Music is any organized pattern of sounds.
This is not. You, by your definition, you said that it's the rhythms are supposed to be chaotic.
Yeah.
In answer to one question.
Yeah.
And in answer to the question about improvisation, you said that the chords are supposed to be chaotic. So it's not organized.
Oh, but how can you say that? If the conductor is conducting from a chart, which is a certain type of organization, if they're playing from parts, which are a certain type of organization, and if the improvisations are allowed at certain periods specified on a schematic diagram, is that not organization?
Well, where then is the structure?
I mean, the structure is right on the... No, I haven't been asked several times. Dr. Duran asked me one time whether or not, what was the structure of the last piece that was played, the one in standard notation. Do I have to tell you that's a sonata allegro? I mean, what difference does it make? It's got a shape to it. It's got a diagram that tells them when to play and when to be quiet and when to improvise. That's a structure. It doesn't have to be something that's been hanging around for 500 or 600 years. Dr.
Durant? In academic terms, this is what we call aleatoric music, in which the general structure has been framed, but the details are left up to the performer to some extent, up to the conductor. It's something like a piece by John Cage, in which there might be 24 players and 12 radios, two players to a radio, and the conductor points to these various people, and they put on the dials, louder, softer, or check stations as a conductor wishes. And of course, this music by John Cage is much more difficult to comprehend than the music that you've heard, because it depends upon what radio programs are being played at that particular time.
Yes.
So in his interview, this is too wild. Well, John Cage is much wilder, and this would be a kind of introduction to this gentleman.
Yes, I think you should all go to a John Cage concert, and then you'll come back to the next one I have, and you'll like it.
In what regard do you consider what we would call the great masters of the past in music? Bach, Brahms, Beethoven, Schubert,
I know absolutely nothing about any composers before the 20th century. I have a very unusual type musical background. It's practically nil. I taught myself what I know, whatever that is, about music. And my own personal taste and what I listen to do not include very much tonal music of that type. But I'll tell you what I do like. I am a great fan of rhythm and blues, and I like rock and roll. And I like folk music. But I don't like Schubert, and I don't like Brahms, and I don't like things like that. I don't like Beethoven a whole lot. The first long playing album that I bought was the complete works of Edgard Varèse. And I got that when I was about 14 years old. And that's what I grew up with musically. I had Didn't even have a record player before that, and I wasn't listening to the radio. So you might say that I kind of started out on the wrong foot. But that's the answer to his question. Anybody else? Yes?
I would like a little more clarification for myself on your improvisation, your previous number for the last one. And I think we all think of improvisation in terms of jazz fields, where there is a set beat, a chord progression, or a tempo. And could you explain a little bit more about your improvisation?
How they improvise?
Yeah.
Well, it's very simple. They're just turned completely free.
No lead of any sort?
No. Well, during the improvisation, the actual improvisation sections, when they aren't reading anything at all, they're just instructed to go. Just turn themselves completely free and try and avoid tonal passages was the only thing that I said to them during the rehearsal. And I think they pretty well did that.
Now, let's say your improvisation number, that you were going to do it again.
Yes.
And you're going to come out possibly the same way as tonight. What instruction would you give the group?
Well, I may want it to come out approximately the same way it did tonight, but I don't see really how I could. Because in the first place, it's kind of a foolish idea, because after how I explained to you how the parts work, you just can't match the rhythms, and you can't duplicate the improvisations, and you can't duplicate the spontaneity that you get.
I'm thinking in the line of the jazz field, of course, because improvisation is a wonderful thing.
I like it.
It is, because you have an idea of that it can be a tremendous experience. And what I'm getting at is when a group, a jazz group, improvises, they have an idea before they start, see, of what
they had an idea. They had an idea of what they were supposed to do before they started too. I told them what not to play. I told them what I didn't want to hear. It may sound kind of tyrannical, but the idea was that we have these conductors up here who are actually helping to compose the piece. The conductor, in this instance, is more than a conductor. He's assistant composer. And I have the total say-so over the other assistant composers over how I want it to sound. All I'm trying to do with this group in Opus 5 is make them create a piece of music on the spot the way I would like to have it played. You see, that's the whole idea of it. And when we were rehearsing, I just explained to them I didn't want any scale practicing, and I didn't want any fooling around of that sort, and playing of little tunes in there, things like that. Yes?
Have you composed, I guess that's a word you can use, any other music than what we've heard tonight, any other radical?
Have I composed any other radical things?
Well, I didn't mean it in that way. Did you? No, what we've heard tonight, have you done anything very much different from this?
Yes.
Could you explain anything else?
Yeah. I sold a record to Capitol last Friday. And you'll hear it on KFWB by next Friday. It's a rock and roll song. And I make my living doing things like that. And it is quite a bit different than what you've heard tonight. The name of the song is A Big Surfer. You can all go out and buy it.